How to keep your teeth if you're mentally depressed. Meet Sarah, a vibrant and talented graphic designer in her late 20s. Sarah has always been known for her creativity and her warm, radiant smile. However, beneath her cheerful exterior lies a battle that many can't see. Sarah struggles with mental depression. The weight of her emotional struggles often makes daily routines feel like insurmountable challenges, and this has taken a toll on various aspects of her life, including her dental health. Mental health issues, such as depression, can significantly impact one's ability to maintain proper oral hygiene. For Sarah, even the simplest tasks like brushing her teeth or scheduling a dental appointment can feel overwhelming. The lack of motivation and energy often leads her to neglect her dental care, resulting in cavities, gum disease, and a deteriorating smile that once brought her so much confidence. Sarah's story sheds light on a critical issue: the intersection of mental health and dental health. Understanding the link between mental health and dental care is essential. When Sarah is engulfed in the depths of her depression, she finds it hard to keep up with regular dental hygiene practices. Depression can cause fatigue, a lack of interest in self-care, and poor dietary choices, all of which contribute to oral health problems. Additionally, the medications prescribed for her depression sometimes have side effects such as dry mouth, further exacerbating her dental issues. Despite these challenges, Sarah is determined to regain control over her dental health. She knows that neglecting her teeth will only lead to more pain and complications in the future. With the support of her friends and a compassionate dental team, she embarks on a journey to prioritize her oral hygiene, even on the days when it feels impossible. Sarah's story is one of resilience and the importance of seeking help, both for mental health and dental care. In this story, we will explore practical tips and strategies that Sarah uses to maintain her dental health while managing her depression. From simple routines to professional assistance, these insights aim to help others who may be facing similar struggles. By sharing Sarah's journey, we hope to inspire and encourage those battling mental health issues to take small but significant steps towards preserving their smiles and overall well-being. Sarah's dental survival strategies. 1. Establish simple routines. For those struggling with depression, maintaining routines can be challenging. Sarah suggests short, manageable tasks. Break down dental care into short, manageable tasks. Brush your teeth for just 2 minutes twice a day, even if it's hard to get started. Consistency over perfection. Focus on consistency rather than perfection. If you miss a brushing session, don't be too hard on yourself. Just try to get back on track. Visual reminders. Use sticky notes or phone alarms as reminders to brush and floss. Visual cues can help you remember your dental care routine. 2. Use gentle and soothing products. Depression can make you more sensitive to discomfort. Sarah recommends soft bristled toothbrush. Use a soft bristled toothbrush to prevent gum irritation and make brushing more comfortable. Sensitive toothpaste. Choose toothpaste formulated for sensitive teeth to reduce discomfort during brushing. Mild mouthwash. Use a mild alcohol-free mouthwash to avoid the harsh sting that might deter regular use. 3. Address nutritional needs. Depression can affect your diet, which impacts dental health. Sarah advises balanced diet. Try to eat a balanced diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and lean proteins. Good nutrition supports overall and dental health. Hydration. Drink plenty of water to help wash away food particles and bacteria. Staying hydrated is also crucial for overall well-being. Limit sugary foods. Avoid excessive consumption of sugary snacks and beverages, which can increase the risk of cavities. 4. Incorporate self-compassion and support. Self-compassion and external support can help you maintain dental care routines. Sarah suggests, be kind to yourself. Practice self-compassion. Understand that managing depression is tough, and any effort towards self-care is a positive step. Buddy system. If possible, find a buddy to check in with about dental care. Mutual support can provide motivation and accountability. Professional support. Consider talking to a mental health professional about how depression affects your daily routines, including dental care. 5. Use practical tools. Simplify your dental care with practical tools and techniques. Sarah recommends electric toothbrush. An electric toothbrush can make brushing easier and more effective, requiring less manual effort. Pre-cut flossers. Use pre-cut flossers or floss picks instead of traditional dental floss to simplify the process. Mouth rinses. If brushing feels too overwhelming at times, use mouth rinses to help maintain oral hygiene until you can resume regular brushing. 6. Addressing dental emergencies. Depression can sometimes lead to neglect, increasing the risk of dental emergencies. Sarah advises pain management. Use natural pain relief methods such as clove oil or ice packs for temporary relief from dental pain and discomfort. Emergency kit. Keep a small kit with essentials like clove oil for pain relief, dental wax to cover sharp edges of broken teeth, and tweezers for removing debris. Seek professional help. If you experience a dental emergency, seek professional help as soon as possible. Early intervention can prevent further complications. 7. Integrate dental care into mental health treatment. Connecting dental care with overall mental health can be beneficial. Sarah suggests holistic approach. Discuss dental health with your mental health provider. Integrating dental care into your overall treatment plan can provide a more holistic approach to well-being. Regular checkups. Try to schedule regular dental checkups, even if it's challenging. Professional cleanings and exams can help maintain your dental health and catch issues early. Support networks. Utilize support networks, including friends, family, and support groups, to help you stay on track with dental care and overall health. Conclusion. Sarah's journey is a testament to the resilience and determination required to manage both mental health and dental care. Despite the daily challenges posed by her depression, she has found ways to integrate oral hygiene into her life through small, manageable steps. By setting simple routines, seeking support, and using tools that make dental care more accessible, Sarah has gradually regained control over her dental health. Her story highlights the importance of self-compassion and patience. Sarah's ability to forgive herself for slip-ups and celebrate small victories keeps her motivated on the toughest days. She understands that her mental health directly impacts her physical well-being, and by addressing both, she can maintain a healthier, happier life. Through professional guidance and the unwavering support of her friends, Sarah has created a network of accountability and encouragement. This support system plays a crucial role in her success, demonstrating that no one has to face these challenges alone. By communicating openly with her dentist and therapist, Sarah ensures she receives the comprehensive care she needs. Sarah's strategies offer valuable insights for anyone struggling with similar issues. Her experience shows that with the right tools and mindset, it is possible to maintain good dental health even while managing depression. The key lies in taking small steps, seeking support, and prioritizing self-care. As Sarah continues her journey, she remains a beacon of hope and inspiration. Her story encourages others to take charge of their dental health, regardless of the obstacles they face. By sharing her experiences, Sarah helps to break the stigma surrounding mental health and dental care, paving the way for a more compassionate and understanding approach to both.